Parshas Lech Lecha. Chazal say, Chayiv Odom Loimar Mosai Yagia Maisai Lemaisai Avoisai Avram Yisrof Giyakov. It's a chiyuv for everyone, for every yid, to strive to emulate the Maisim of our Ovis Avram Yisrof Giyakov. Parshas Lech Lecha starts off with the Nesoyin that Avraham Avinu had, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha Me'ladcha Me'beis Avicha. The Mishnah in Ovis, Perek Hei, says, Asar Nesyonis Nesnase Avraham Avinu. The 10 Nesyonis Avraham Avinu, Avraham our father, had. Chaim V'lozhin is Medayik, that the Mishnah before this says that there were 10 Doris from Noach ad Avraham. It doesn't say Avraham Avinu. He explains that the Nisyonis, that Avraham Avinu was Miskaber, and the levels of Madregas that Avraham reached, these Milois are in the genes of every Yid. We inherit these milas from Avraham Avinu. Just like a son inherits the midos, the tchunas from his father, so too all these madrigas, we have it within us. Okay, Avraham Avinu, that's why the Mishnah stresses Avinu, that we are yorish these milas from Avraham. What was the challenge of these Nisyonis? Firstly, because they were very difficult. It was hard. It's hard to leave your hometown. It's hard to shecht your only son. But we see there was more than this. More than Nisyonis weren't only that there were difficult things that Hashem wanted Avraham Avinu to do. The Nisyonis were full of contradictions of the Anhagas Hashem. And still Avraham Avinu was not Maharir Achar Midosov Shekosh Baruch Hu. We see this in the Medrash Rabbah, and this in the Parsha Mem. At the Medrash Darshins, as the Pasuk says, Ashri Agever Asher Tiesrenu Ka Umitarascha Slamdenu. Says the Medrash that of a person, Asher Tiesrenu Ka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me Yisurim. But he's Makbid. He wants to be Makbid. The Mepharshim explain, what does it mean that he wants to be Makbid? That he's starting to be Maharher after the Midas of Hashem. And that the Pasuk says, Mi Toiroscha Silamdenu. Mi Toiroscha, learn from the Torah. Learn from the fact that Avraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu, Lecha Me'artzecha V'avorcha V'agadla Shemecha. If you go to Eretz Yisrael, Avorcha, I'll give you la bracha. And Avraham Avinu came to Eretz Yisrael, and there was a Rav. The famine in Eretz Yisrael, you had to leave Eretz Yisrael and go to Mitzrayim. This is a Avorcha, this is a bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, oh, give me if I come to Eretz Yisrael. So just like Avraham Avinu wasn't Makbid, he wasn't Mahara after the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too, if a Yid has Yisurim, says the Pasuk, Mitayros Chasalam Denu. Learn from the Torah, learn from Avraham Avinu, that is Makabal, everything of Ba'ava, and wasn't Mahara after the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishnah and Ovis, that we mentioned, continues. Asar Nesyonis Nesas Avraham Avinu V'Omar B'Kulam L'Hoidia Kama Chibosoi Shal Avraham Avinu Olav HaShalom. What does that mean? Rashi on the Mishnah explains that Avraham Avinu Hattanis Joinis explains, like we mentioned, and he was not, there were contradictions in the contradictions in the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. I'll give you a son, and you shech the son, I'll give you Eretz Yisrael, and they have to bury, spend a lot of money to bury your wife. Come to Eretz Yisrael, there's a Rav Baritz. But says in Mishnah, Ha'idiyah Kamachi Basoi, since how much Ava Avraham Avinu had for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his Ava allowed Avraham Avinu to be miskaber on these journeys. To understand this, the Chara Pshat is that the Ava that Avraham Avinu had allowed him to give up from himself and let go of his personal feelings and totally do the Rasan Hashem, to totally devote himself to do what Hashem wants and not what he felt personally the right thing to do. Even though a person could have been confused of what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from me, but the Ava, his Chiba, his love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed Avraham Avinu to totally devote himself and give himself up to do the Rasan Hashem. The Gemara in Chagiga Tav Gimel Malav says, on the pasuk, "Mayofu pa'amayich bana'olim bas nodiv." Says the Gemara, "Bas nodiv," that Klai Yisrael going up to Alila Regel, pa'amayich, the footsteps, the children, the daughters of a nodiv. Who is this nodiv? Ze Avraham Avinu. Why is Avraham Avinu called a nodiv? Says Rashi, Shenodav Liboy Lahakir Esboroi. He gave up his heart to get to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham Avinu the Muna, the Shoresh, the root of it, was not his Chochma, but his Nedivas Halev, his love and desire to give up his heart, give up his personal Ritzoinus, his personal things that he wanted to do the Ratzon Hashem. Rabbeinu Yoina in Shari Tshuva, Shari Aleph, Iker Hachi writes that the Mishnah says in Ovis that Avraham Avinu had the mile of Ayin Toiva, Ruach Nemucha, and Nefesh Shvela. What did it mean that Avraham Avinu had a Nefesh Shvela? Says Rabbeinu Yoina, that Avraham Avinu did not go after his Taiva Gashmias. He overcame his personal as Taiva Gashmias. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, like we find in the Pasuk, Avraham Avinu said, Hine no yadati ki fas mara'ot. Now, only now, in Mitzrayim, and we went out to Mitzrayim, I know that you're so beautiful. Says Rabbeinu Yoina that he was never misboinein. He never misboinein al tchunas yofya. That's what it means, nefesh shvela, he overcame his personal desires. One can ask, isn't it known that Avraham Avinu was known for his chesed, for his emunah? The Mishnah said that Avraham Avinu's Maila was Nefesh Shvela. Perhaps the answer is that his Emunah and the Chesed was based on this Koyach, on this power to be Miskaber on his personal Ritzoinus. That's what it means, Nefesh Shvela. He was able to overcome his Nefesh, overcome his personal Taiva. This allowed Avraham Avinu to overcome all the possible questions that one could have on that Hagat Hashem, and allow him to menadev his leiv, to give up his personal desires, to get to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to help others, and only do the Ratzon Hashem. This Shabbos is a yahrzeit of our beloved and Chashev Rosh Yeshiva Hagoyin HaGadol of Nathan Tzvi Finkel, which was a living example of being a nodav liboy l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, despite all his physical limitations, No one ever heard the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal kvetch about his personal situation, his personal pain, his personal difficulties. He was constantly listening to other people's pains, to other people's problems, and constantly trying to help them out. Many people feel that we have a gadol, such a big gadol, that a gadol is a different league. It's hard to connect to these gadolim. It's hard to learn from them, because they were totally a different level, a different league than us. But I just want to share with you a maisa that we could all learn from, which perhaps this was the shirish of that the Yeshiva Zatzal had to allow him to be a nedivas alev, to give up from himself for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all situations. Rosh Hashiva used to say a Shir Klali on Monday in the yeshiva, in the main base medrash. And one morning after davening, he came home and he was extra weak. And he was on the couch and he was laying down and he was totally not able to move and not able to, he was resting. So the people around him said that we think there's no Shir Klali today. The Rashiva is not feeling well. But at 12:15, the Rashiva got up and he got off the couch, and he ended up going to Beis Medrash, and he said a full Shir Klali, as he always did. After the shir, after when he came home, they asked Rosh Hashiva, "What happened? You were so weak. You had no koyach. How did you do it? How is it possible? You said a whole Shir Klali. Weren't you not feeling well? Weren't you so weak?" Rosh Hashiva said, "Yes, I was very, very weak. I did not feel I had a koyach. But I realized it was 12:15, and I thought to myself, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from me? What could I do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How much koyach do I have?" And I thought, I have enough koyach to take my feet off the couch and put them on the floor. So therefore I did so. After I did that, I said, okay, how much koyach do I have now? I said, I have enough koyach to walk to the front door. And slowly by slowly, every step, I thought, what can I do right now? I finally got to the Aron HaKodesh, and I thought to myself, I have enough koyach to open the Gemara. So I opened the Gemara. And then I thought, how much koyach do I have? I have a koyach to say the first sentence of the Shir Klali. So I said the first sentence of the Shir Klali. And then it ended up, I said a full shir. What does this teach us? If the Rashiva was on the couch, thinking, do I have koyach? Do I have the power to say a Shir Klali? Of course not. So if I can't say a Shir Klali, I'll remain in the couch. Then he would never have said the Shir Klali. Rashiva lived with Nadav Liboy. What could I give HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What could I overcome? What could I do now? I'll do the most I could do in my situation. If I could put my feet on the couch, I put my feet on the couch. And every step along the way, a person has to live with this nedivas halev, with this will and this ava and this desire to do the Ratzon Hashem, to give up from ourselves as much as we're able in that situation, not to look at the big picture, if I can accomplish or not accomplish. The Divas Alev, how much the Divas Alev can I do right now? And if a person lived like that, he was able to accomplish so much and be Mashpia on us and be Mashpia on Klal Yisrael and teach Torah to Klal Yisrael. This was a Shoresh of Avraham Avinu, which Avraham Avinu, with his Nedivas Alev, Nadav Liboy, he was able to overcome all the nesiyonos, all the personal difficulties, all the personal questions that one possible could have had. And we have this Birusha, as I understand it, since Nasa Avram Avinu, and we should be Zeicha to continue to use our koiches that we have Birusha and be Zeicha to the Vega Shabbos. Thank you.